Welcome to the Good Fight Radio Show, a program dedicated to bringing you vital and uncompromised truths that you won't hear in the mainstream media, discussing contemporary issues in light of the Bible and how these issues relate to family, culture, and the church. The heart of this show is to glorify Jesus Christ and expose the works of darkness as he is commanded in Ephesians 5:11. Now here's your host, Good Fight Ministries' own Chad Davidson.
Welcome back to the Good Fight Radio Show. I'm your host, Chad Davidson of Good Fight Ministries. And with me, as always, is the president and founder of Good Fight Ministries and pastor of Blessed Hope Chapel in Simi Valley, California, Pastor Joe Schimmel. How are we doing today?
Blessed in Jesus, brother.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Also with us, as always, is show's producer, Tony Palacio. How are you doing today, bro?
I'm doing great.
Well, praise God. Before we get into what we're going to be talking about for today's show, I do want to do a little housework here. I am excited to say that Pastor Joe is coming out, as well as with Tony and myself, and a number of us from the Good Fight Ministries team, out to Texas in March from the 25th to the 27th. So we're trying to give you guys ample notice. So if you have to make arrangements to get out there, we're really, really excited. We'll be in the San Antonio area as well as El Paso. So guys, we are really, really excited, and we have some new stuff that Joe's going to be sharing with you guys, and I'm excited to get that out there. So it'd be awesome for you guys to come meet us, and be really, really great. So guys, today we had all discussed something that we saw online.
And we're disgusted by something we saw online.
And that's why we were discussing it. Because, yeah, something very disgusting. And we're actually just going to let the clip play, and then we'll talk about it a little bit. This clip is from a spiritual advisor.
The main spiritual advisor for Trump.
For Donald J. Trump, the president of the United States. So, Tony, why don't you play that clip?
Hey, we interrupt that which has been deployed to hurt the church in this season, that which has been deployed to hurt this nation in the name of Jesus. Forgive us for our sins. Come on, I need you guys to pray. We cancel every surprise from the witchcraft and the marine kingdom. Any hex, any spell, any witchcraft, any spirit of control, any Jezebel, anything that the enemy desires through spells, through witchcraft, through any way that is manipulation, demonic manipulation, we curse that. We break it according to the word of God. In the name of Jesus, we come against the marine kingdom. We come against the animal kingdom. The woman that rides upon the waters, we break the power in the name of Jesus. And we declare that any strange winds that have been sent to hurt the church, sent against this nation, sent against our president, sent against myself, sent against others, we break it by the superior blood of Jesus right now. In the name of Jesus, we arrest every infirmity, affliction, fatigue, weariness, weakness, fear, sickness, any self-righteousness, any self-serving action, God. Let pride fall. Let pride fall. Let pride fall. Let pride fall. In the name of Jesus, we command all satanic pregnancies to miscarry right now. We declare that anything that's been conceived in satanic wombs, that it'll miscarry. It will not be able to carry forth any plan of destruction, any plan of harm.
Well, that was something. And I was listening to that because, and we'll talk a little bit about her response, because this clip, guys, didn't just get, you know, stuck in a hallway somewhere. Right Wing Watch, which is like a liberal, just absolute trash of a website, they posted this. And that's what always hurts me, when something like this, where they actually have some good evidence against some nonsense, and to hear her say those words, we command all satanic pregnancies to miscarry right now. Just to hear
wicked,
those
man.
Words come out of a imposter, as some people may call her, a pastor. I would never. She's an imposter, a false prophetess.
She calls herself an apostle right now.
Yeah, an apostle. There you go.
As well. Crazy.
And to hear those words used, and I'm sure we can get into her response, what she had to say back after the backlash, but to hear those words that satanic pregnancies would miscarry, The fact that she would utter those words, and it's kind of interesting when you hear her somewhat stumble in the very beginning when she goes to say that the satanic pregnancies, almost like she was hiccuped there a little bit. I just thought that was interesting. And then you see this. What would come under somebody, Joe, to call out for pregnancies in any way, shape, or form, however she wants to say she's saying that, to be miscarried?
Yeah, this is it's really heartbreaking. I mean, we know when Trump picked her and then he declared her to be, you know, his special spiritual advisor, that our nation was in trouble spiritually. I mean, I've told people, yeah, praise God. It's great to see the president out there, especially, you know, at the pro-life event, doing things like that. But let's not turn a blind eye to a lot of the problems that are here. I remember when Trump, just before he started his presidency, before he got elected, he had declared that he was without sin, that he wasn't a sinner. He didn't need to. But he asked if he was ever asked if he, you know, did he ever pray for forgiveness? He said he never needed to because he never sinned. You know, the Bible says he that says he's without sin is a liar, and the truth is not in him. I make that statement to let people know that you have to be on your guard, because he already had a friendship with Paula White, had seen her as prosperity, word faith, you know, the greedy, false form of Christianity, phony form of Christianity. He saw her on television. He met her and wanted her to be his spiritual advisor. So you can't expect him to have spiritual discernment. She's begged for money in some of the most wicked ways, you know. We've looked at that in the past. But there's a lot of irony here. It's really thick, because this came out the day the president was speaking at the March for Life, you know. That's when it came out. So the irony that the president standing for March for Life, but his spiritual advisor is crying out for, and not praying. People said she prayed for. No, she was commanding it to happen. That's what she said. I command.
That's a good point.
She said, I command that these satanic pregnancies have, you know, and miscarriages and so forth. And there's a lot of ironies I thought were interesting. In fact, it was also ironic that the liberals were complaining that are pro-abortion, that don't recognize babies as being babies, are complaining that she's calling for the miscarriage of babies. How could she do that? It's like, wait a minute. You're okay with butchering babies as long as, you know, it's part of your left-wing policy and you can do it to your own children. You know, you can empower other people to kill their babies. But all of a sudden, and you don't want to recognize them as babies, but as soon as she's praying or commanding miscarriages to take place, satanic, you know, babies that are born, or babies that are born to Satanists and satanic wombs, all of a sudden, they're babies all of a sudden. Now, you can't have it both ways. The liberals are wrong, and Paula White is wrong. And we don't view Paula White's, her what she's into as real Christianity.
No.
The Bible says, you know, those who desire to be rich will, you know, wander from the truth and plunge themselves into many, many destructions and so forth. And she's into a lot of strange things, which we'll talk about later. But she is she's Trump's main spiritual advisor, which is really, really troubling. But it's interesting, because in Ezekiel 18:20, it says the child will not share the guilt of the parent. So even if you feel like there's babies that belong to Satanists and you're saying, you're commanding that they miscarry, you have to keep in mind that even though they're born to Satanists, these are innocent babies. They're not born, you know, satanic and as Satanists who, you know, they're born as all children are. All children are born with a fallen nature. That's true. But the Lord God says the person who sins is the one who will die. The child will not be punished for the parent's sins. Ezekiel 18:20. So to condemn, in fact, you know what? God's own people, some of them were sacrificing their children to Moloch, some to Topheth. And God says, it's never has come into my mind, you know? And the Lord is the one who said, let the little children come to me, for such is the kingdom of God. And he didn't say just the kids that are born to God-fearing people come to me. No, he invited all the children to him. And God created these children in his image. And he wants those little babies that are born to Satanists to be saved. Does it will that any would perish. In fact, even in, well, I think it's Matthew 18, I'm almost sure it is, he says, it's another place, we always quote 2 Peter, where it talks about he doesn't want one to perish, and 3:9. But in that passage, he's talking about kids. Babies, and he's to come to him, and he also says he doesn't will there that any of them would perish. And by the way, 1 John 3:15 says, everyone hating his brother is a murderer, and you know that any murderer does not have eternal life abiding in him. We can't have a heart of murder. We can't have a heart that's filled with cursing and wishing damnation on people. And by the way, she's bringing curses. She's commanding that these babies die in the womb, that they miscarry. That's witchcraft, you know?
Yeah.
That's witchcraft. And she states, she goes, well, really, I wasn't being literal. I was thinking of Ephesians 6:12 in my mind, you know?
Yeah, just read their plans. Yeah, this is what she had to say. She said that she doesn't normally respond, but this was clearly taken out of context. She was praying Ephesians 6:12, they wrestle not in flesh and blood. Anything that has been conceived by demonic plans, for it to be canceled and not prevail in your life. That is, any plans to hurt people, let's be clear what is going on. This is disingenuous. This is a disingenuous attempt to use words out of context for a political game. I'll just keep praying. And like you said, I don't even consider that a prayer.
No, it's not a prayer. She's commanding God. You don't command God.
You can't hocus pocus and throw Jesus' name on top of it and then call it a prayer.
She's bringing a curse.
Yeah.
There's a couple things wrong here. Two of them glaring, man, just blinding. It's like she's cursing. She's pronouncing curses on babies. She's pronouncing curses, that's wrong. It's on babies, that's two. And she's commanding God, that's three. There's three things that any one of those three makes it not a prayer. All three of those things make it the worst kind of witchcraft. I don't know if Satanists are pronouncing curses on the babies of Christians. You know, some of them may be, but this goes beyond Satanism in many cases. In fact, Romans 12:14 states, bless those who persecute you. Don't curse them. Pray that God will bless them. We're called not to curse even our persecutors. Praying that we're supposed to pray for their blessing. Only Satanists typically do these kinds of things. And the Bible says, out of the heart, the mouth speaks. And it's interesting that she's talking about witchcraft and Jezebels and so forth. I thought, Mrs. White, you're practicing witchcraft here. You're using your words as though they contain spiritual power to bring curses upon people. You're commanding the deity, which she claims to be our God, but in witchcraft, you command various false gods. And you can't command the true God and claim that that's not witchcraft. And it's interesting that she's talking about Jezebel. Jezebel. Jezebel was a wife of Ahab, you know, a very evil king. And it's just interesting that she's ended up as a spiritual advisor to Trump. And you wonder how wicked Ahab became at the false prophetic teachings of the demons through Jezebel, you know, and I'm sure he chose it on his own. He's held accountable. But it's interesting the role that she's playing. And it's also interesting that when she says, hey, I was really using, you know, thinking of Ephesians 6:12 in my mind when I was saying that, you know, I didn't mean it literally. But it's interesting because when you look at it, it doesn't necessarily pass the smell test because, you know, she is talking about, you know, marine life coming against animal life, earthly things, you know.
That's the weirdest thing.
It's very strange. And then she goes to that. But even if we give her the benefit of the doubt, and maybe that was her motive, let's say, still, let's talk about the idea of commanding God. And let's talk about witchcraft in the church because it's rampant right now. We'll talk about Bethel a little bit too because that's where the biggest so-called revival is taking place on earth right now, not far from us. Actually, you know, it's in our state, you know, it's 8-9 hours away from us drive-wise, but Northern California, we're in Southern California. But you have, with the leading Word Faith teachers, you have, you know, Paula White, who is a Word Faith teacher, calls herself an apostle, is associated with the New Apostolic Reformation, which is seeking, many of them, trying to bring heaven to earth and ignoring what the prophecies say about the coming Antichrist. In many ways, they're setting the church up, I believe, for the Antichrist. But, you know, it's interesting because she's been married a few times. She's been in an adulterous relationship. She married the man she was committing adultery with who left his wife to marry her, later divorced him. You know, she marries this rock star. I'm not sure how big of a rock star he actually was, but and together they've, I think we might have that on tape, where she's sitting with him and he's advising people to look at pornographic videos with their wife to enhance their sex lives. I mean, this is not Christianity, folks. This is wicked to the core. And it's interesting, we also, there's a, online you can see, if Google image, her holding hands with Benny Hinn going into or leaving a hotel, you know?
Yeah, Benny Hinn lost his book deal because of it.
Yeah, even this, they make a lot of money off his book deal, but they said, you know what, this is bad. You know, but we think, oh, so many professing Christians think that these are Christian leaders, guys. You know, so much adultery and spiritual and physical going around. It's just pathetic.
You know, you mentioned Bethel, and I find it very interesting. And I was just actually going on right now because I said maybe we can play that clip, but I know it's been taken down multiple times where you have these people, this video that's gone out and has been posted all over the place where they're like convulsing and calling it the Holy Spirit.
Oh, yeah.
I might have to get that clip out for you eventually. Hopefully, Tony, I'll send it to you and you can put it on the link.
Yeah, some of those, we try to usually capture clips like that in case they take them down. We have them for the future. But a lot of this stuff comes out of this whole idea of commanding God. I mean, what was it, 7, 8 years ago, maybe 9, 10 years ago now, The Secret was really, really popular, a New Age video where it talks about commanding, you know, these spiritual forces. And, you know, and it starts off where there's a, you know, a genie comes out of a bottle and they command the genie and they talk about how The Secret works. And it's an occult video. And later on in that video, they talk about how we're gods and we can command, you know, these forces that command the universe to do our will. That's all witchcraft, folks. And guess what? That is getting into the church and has been in the church for some time, the professing church, I should say, through a lot of the Word Faith teachers. And, you know, Kenneth Hagin and Kenneth Copeland have long been understood to be the leaders of the Word Faith movement. Now, Copeland is still alive and kicking and still promoting these lies. But it's just heartbreaking when you see what these guys are doing and the excuses that they're making, where you get even people cursing babies in the womb. Benny Hinn says, and he's one of the leaders of the Word Faith movement, of course, that Christians possess, quote, power in our mouths, quote, unquote, you know? And he said that the Holy Spirit told him, quote, that if witches and occultists can speak death by the supernatural power of words, then Christians can speak life and prosperity by the same power. You know what, guys? The Holy Spirit did not tell him that. Witches and Christians do not rely on the same power. Okay? Read the scripture. Those who are under, those who are lost and those who are involved in witchcraft, the Bible is very, very clear that they're under the power of Satan. They're under the prince and the power of the air, the spirit that is now working in the children of disobedience. Those who do counterfeit miracles, like the Antichrist, it says in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, it says that he comes with all power and signs and lying wonders after the working of Satan. Okay? We operate in our gifts by the power, the Bible says, of the Holy Spirit. We have the opposite message. The message of Satanism is do what thou wilt and glorify self and put self on the throne and exalt Satan. The message of the gospel of Jesus Christ is deny self and exalt Jesus as Lord and Savior and share the good news of his death, burial, and resurrection with the lost. Benny Hinn is talking about how he's using the same power that witches, he's saying it right there, that the Holy Spirit taught him that he's using basically the same power that the witches are using, the occult and the occultist. He's making a confession there, folks. And, you know, a lot of his stuff is not even real. But whenever it's real, I'd be even more concerned.
Amen.
Because it wouldn't be by God's power. In his book, Lord, I Need a Miracle, he states that you are to command God. You are to command God to heal us. His nephew, Costi Hinn, who was his special assistant, his main assistant on a lot of his crusades and so forth, because he was his nephew, he brought him up in it and so forth. He repented. He realized that Benny was a phony. He realized that Benny wasn't even saved. And he wrote a book about it, and he became a pastor. And he stated, quote, I remember being so confused, he told PJ Media. In our prosperity theology, he says, we command God. We command God to bless us, to give us blessings of health and wealth and abundance. I was viewing my prayers as things that I had to do, you know. And he goes on to state another time that God, quote, is, quote, not some cosmic genie who exists to give me what I want and to do what I command him to do. So understand, when he was Benny's assistant, that's how he understood it, that God was a genie, you command him to work on your behalf. And that's what Paula White there, President Trump's advisor, is doing, commanding God. This is not Christianity. This is the occult. You can't look at this as just another aspect of Christianity or denomination, brothers and sisters. These are false prophets that are leading the church astray. And Jesus talked about when judgment day comes, many will say, Lord, Lord, didn't I do many wonderful things in your name and all these miracles and cast out demons and everything? He'll say, depart from me. I never knew you. You workers of lawlessness. You did not do the will of the Father. This is all very, very important. We have the same thing. Kenneth Copeland, another leader in the prosperity movement, one of the main leaders. Listen to what he says here. And this is quite interesting because he's talking about using visualization. This is using the occult. The Bible never says sit down and visualize your prayers to make God move or to somehow persuade God to move. In fact, I did this stuff before I knew Jesus. I did this stuff when I was in the occult. I was reading books in the Power of Subconscious Mind. I was visualizing my success. And before I knew it, I opened myself up to demonic entities who gave me music and channeled music. Oh, it works, but it's satanic, and you're doomed if you don't turn from it, if you don't repent. But Kenneth Copeland says, words create pictures, and pictures in your mind create words. And then the words come back out of your mouth. And when that spiritual force comes out, it's going to give substance to the image that's on the inside of you. Notice it's not God, really. It's a spiritual force that you conjure up through your words and through visualizing, and it comes out of your mouth. You know, no, when God does a miracle, it's not because of some spiritual force that comes out of your mouth. That's the occult. That's the New Age movement. That's casting spells. That's abracadabra stuff, guys. When God does a miracle, he does it by his spirit as we rely upon him in humility and in prayer. And we say, God, please. And we pray according to his will. He says, and when that spiritual force comes out of your it's going to give substance to the image on the inside of you. Ah, that's that visualization stuff. Ah, that's that New Age. No, New Age is trying to do this. And they get somewhat results out of it because it's a spiritual law, brother. So in other words, he's saying, yeah, New Agers are getting results because they're following these spiritual laws. Wrong, you guys. New Agers are getting results because they're using the power of Satan. They're having direct communion with demonic entities that are using them and possessing them, brothers and sisters. So you notice that Benny Hinn and Kenneth Copeland are saying that the New Agers, the witches, the occultists are using the same power and operating with the same laws that they are. Not as we are. Not the same power that true Christians are operating on. We have the power of the resurrected Christ. We have the Holy Spirit. But the power of these witches and these New Agers is the power of Satan.
Yeah, I believe that's why Scripture specifically says in Romans chapter 16, to mark them that cause divisions and offenses contrary Amen. To doctrine which you have learned and avoid them. For those who are such do not serve our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own belly, and by smooth words and flattering speech deceive the hearts of many.
Or Amen, simple, bro. Yeah. Good word. Paul says, mark them that cause divisions not according to sound doctrine. We're supposed to know who they are and avoid them. Kenneth Copeland claims, quote, as a believer, you have the right to make commands. That's just amazing. He states that such commands are to be directed at God. Quote, each time you stand on the word, you are commanding God to a certain extent because it is his word. He is bound by it. Wow. Well, right away, he's out from right outside the gate. He's off because God never says that we're to command him. On Praise the Lord program, TBN, he states, when you use spiritual laws that God has set up, God must obey. Did he catch that? How can you know God and say that God must obey you, know the one true God? You can't know God until God gives grace to the humble, but he resists the proud. And you humble yourself, it says, under the mighty hand of God, and he lifts you up in due time. We're just come to him with fear and trembling. We're supposed to work out our salvation with fear and trembling. No, Joe, that's the Old Testament wrong. That's Philippians 2:12 in the New Testament. We have an awesome, uncreated creator of all things, and we should go before him with fear and trembling because he's such an awesome God. We should be so grateful because it's by his mercies that we're not consumed every morning. It's because he gave his son because of his great love for us that we've been redeemed. But we don't look at him and say, you know what? You're my divine bellhop. You have to obey me. I command you to do this, God. Anyone that's doing that doesn't really know the God of Scripture, needs to repent, fall on their face and say, sorry, God. The one true God, I'm sorry. Thank you for not evaporating me. Thank you for not consuming me with your fire because you are so holy, holy, holy. I'm so sad because of what I've done. I repent. I cry out to you. Have mercy on me. So it's interesting because over and over again, they talk about how God is like a spiritual slot machine that you command. In fact, that's Kenneth Copeland treats God like a slot machine. He says, this is what he says to the crowd. All right, reach out there like there's a big old lever sticking up. They're in front and get hold of it. Rip it down some more, like a slot machine. And say this, money, come out to me now. Audience starts shouting with Copeland, money, come out to me now. Third time, money, come out to me now. Brothers and sisters, this is witchcraft. This is satanic. This is really absurd too. Really just ridiculous. And I don't know if this guy laughs when he leaves the stage or what, but it's very, very heartbreaking. In fact, the Bible warns us not to command God. In Isaiah chapter 45:11, we read this. Thus says the Lord, the Holy One of Israel and its maker. Would you question me about the things come to come concerning my children and concerning the work of my hands? Would you command me? You're not going to command me regarding works of my hands. Oh, yeah, the word faith teachers, they say, yeah, you do command him with regard to works of his hands. Then he has to give him up and obey your commands. That's wicked, folks. Bill Johnson's Bethel is associated with many of these teachers we've talked about.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I've been to their, you know, their link site. They had a lot of these. I haven't been there for a little bit, but they had a lot of these teachers linked on their link site. Bill Johnson's wife and Benny Johnson, who named herself after Benny Hinn. She changed her first name to Benny to be named after Benny Hinn. And we're talking about Bethel now in Northern California. We played some clips. I don't think we did this on the show, guys. I think it was a Sunday morning message I gave a few months back.
Oh, where, with the reporter, yeah.
Yeah, where they're basically Benny Hinn's, you know, or Benny Johnson, Bill Johnson's wife, is talking about how, you know, they go up to these angels and they wake them up. Because sometimes they've been asleep for decades, maybe 50, 60, 80, 100 years or whatever. And they say, wakey, wakey. And these spirits that have been asleep for some time will just come out of the ground and they'll wake and they'll be at, and they're ready to act on their behalf. That's not angels of God, brothers and sisters. God never calls us to call upon angels. They have a song that comes out of Bethel Reading calling on angels. You know, we're not supposed to call on angels. We're supposed to call on the living God. We're supposed to call on spirits. In fact, in Isaiah chapter 8, around verse 20 or so, it says not to seek mediums and spirits that mutter and peep. It says, should not the living seek the one true God rather than the dead, rather than spirits? Absolutely. So we need to be careful, because this is witchcraft in the church, brothers and sisters, and this is really, really starting to grow. In fact, it's interesting, in his New Agey book, The Physics of Heaven, which is a book that Phil Johnson had contributed to, he talks about how one of the write-ups on the book, or on the on each chapter of the book promoting the book, says all of the contributors have to chapters of this book sense that God is on the verge of releasing something new on earth, and that the new thing somehow involves vibrations, frequencies, energy, sound, light, taking quantum leaps by faith. In this chapter, Bill Johnson shares how we already own in the present what is not yet, and so forth. And it's interesting, because I've been studying the New Age and the occult for years, brothers, since I came out of it. And you know what Benjamin Krem says, and many occultists, that before the Maitreya comes, this coming of the counterfeit Christ, they believe is the Christ for all nations, the fifth Buddha, the Maitreya, the Imam Mahdi for the Muslims, the Krishna for the Hindus, the Christ, and he's going to bring the world together. And Benjamin Krem says, I know the Christians say this is the Antichrist, but he talks about how there's going to be these new sounds, these new vibrations. They've been saying that for years. And when these people involved in the new apostolic reformation, guys like, you know, Bill Johnson and these guys, they're saying, oh yeah, well, they stole this from the church. We're just stealing it back. No, you won't find this in the Bible, folks. You'll find this in the occult. And they're taking occult teachings, and Satan is using these folks to prepare people for the Antichrist who is coming. And you better separate yourselves from these false teachers and stick your head in the scripture. Pray and cry out to God. Pray in the Holy Spirit. Say, Father, may my life be totally dedicated to you, and may I have no fellowship with the works of darkness and the counterfeit works of darkness. I want to say so much more, but in the near future, we're going to do a video online. We'll be on podcast, but we'll actually do a video.
Yeah.
Where you actually see us. We'll be talking with
once
you guys.
Once the studio's ready.
We're going to do that once in a while when the studio's ready. It's coming up pretty soon, where we're going to be doing a couple parts on Bethel, exposing a lot of what's going on here. But we love you guys. We cry out to you, to the Lord on your behalf, because we want you to be safe and stick close to Jesus. Our lives are short. Make sure they count for Jesus, and make sure you're dedicated only to Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
You've been listening to the Good Fight Radio Show, brought to you by Good Fight Ministries. If you're blessed by this show and would like to partner with us, won't you consider visiting our support page at goodfight.org? Or you can write to us at P.O. Box 2202, Simi Valley, California, 93062, or call us toll-free at 1-866-JC-TRUTH. That's 1-866-528-7884. We hope you'll tune in next time on the Good Fight Radio Show.